Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, today's markets were just as volatile, a little less volatile, I guess, than yesterday, but still extremely volatile, with the grain market finishing slightly higher here, the cattle market slightly higher. Of course, yesterday was one of the most volatile days we've seen over the past 10 years or so, I guess, until the 2008 financial crisis, with the Dow Jones and equity markets cratering, and interest rates also going down, and bonds, of course, going up. And the big thing that's been impacting the markets and people are trying to sort out is what happened with the energy markets yesterday, with the Saudi Arabians increasing output and lowering the price that they're selling their crude oil. That's had a major ripple effect through the entire economy. And what we do with that from this point forward. But currently the crude oil is slightly higher today, rebounding partial, you know, a dollar or two from the $10 or $12 it sold off yesterday. Again, one of the biggest moves we've seen in history. The stock market today is currently up about 200 points on the Dow, about 30 points on the S&P. A little bit disappointing to what we saw yesterday. You know, the Dow was down 2,000 yesterday. For the market to only come up 200 today is really a little disappointing, but we did finish a little bit higher here on the grains.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
The cattle futures market finished about $2.50 higher on the live cattle, with April at 105.35, up 250. Feeders were 250 to $3 higher. Yesterday, of course, the markets were under significant pressure, limit down in the feeder cattle. We thought the market today might have some additional selling, but with the really strong stock market early this morning, that lifted the cattle up. At one time, the feeders were up about $5, and live cattle were up about the limit. But we couldn't really hold on to that throughout the rest of the day. We had a USDA report at 11 a.m., which was mainly pertaining to the grain markets. The grains really ignored the report because it was kind of a copy and paste type report from the last one. So it really wasn't much of a factor. The cattle themselves are actually just trading what the stock market's doing. It seems like they go with whatever the stock market's doing that day. The March feeders finished their April feeders at 127.82, up $2.27, about $3 or $4 off the high. So continued volatility. Tomorrow we should get back to normal trading ranges. Today we're expanded limits up $6.75. Was the limit today, so extremely wide limits. We never quite hit that. Tomorrow they should revert back to the regular $4.50.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.